I hope you'll be grateful that you tuned in, because you're about to have a special concert of live music in your living room, in your kitchen, in your car, wherever you happen to be. Right now, we've been collaborating with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and its Young Artist Award program for many years. And today, we have two siblings, Shuma Hoppo and Karen Hoppo. They are in 10th and 12th grade at North Allegheny, respectively, 15 and 17. They have some selections from Bella Bartok to share, and then we'll chat with them a little bit after the first few. Here they are.
Thank you.
Don't they sound beautiful? Shuma Hapo and Karen Hapo. I hope I'm getting, is it Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. I'd like to, well, first, can you describe what you just played?
Yeah, we played a couple selections from the Bella Bartok 44 duos for two violins. And yeah, we'll just be jumping around and just playing some of them because we can't do all 44 right now.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was looking, it said 44 duos for two violins, and I'm thinking, that's a lot. When did you, tell me about your relationship with the violin, when you started playing, and just sort of how it's come along. We'll start with you, Karen, and then we'll go to your brother.
Yeah, well, our family is super musical, so we have two older siblings, and one plays piano, one plays violin, and so we were just, like, really inspired by them practicing, and we just grew up around music, and we just naturally started because of, like, the influences around us, but I started when I was four.
And then I started when I was five, and actually both of our parents are musicians, and they both play the violin, and then we both started learning the violin with our mom. So, yeah.
When that's your family, it probably comes very naturally,
yeah.
I would imagine. Now, I don't know if the two of you have been here before, but I think your siblings have.
Yeah,
that's right. Our older sisters have.
Yeah, I remembered. That didn't click until just before you played and I gave your last names. I said, I remember them from before. I'm curious what else you like to do. People sometimes think that folks that are as talented as you musically don't have other things in your life. I happen to know that's not true. How do you like to spend your time, Shuma? Do you have hobbies or subjects that you enjoy?
Well, honestly, for right now, I'm, like, sticking to violin, my musical, like, journey. But in school, I think I really like math. It comes easy to me. And, yeah, I think music is what my main thing is right now.
What are you, in 10th grade, is that pre-calculus or maybe?
Well, it really depends, but I'm taking Algebra 2 right now.
Yeah, that was going to be my second guess. I remember loving math. I still do, but it really clicked at that point.
Yeah.
What about you, Karin?
I'm definitely for the arts. I love doing art, whether that's like playing my violin or like crocheting. I've really been into that. And I don't know, I just like keeping my hands moving and doing something.
If there were people listening now, adults or certainly younger people that want to master an instrument or at least want to get good enough to be able to play, but they've never tried before, do you have any advice that you would give them?
I think just working hard. It's never too late to start. And, you know, like, it's just, it all depends on how much work you put in and just really just showing your passion for the instrument and putting that into the instrument and playing. I think that's just what it is. Like,
yeah, I think trying to, like, convey all your feelings into, like, the songs and pieces that you play to, like, show your audience, like, what you're feeling is, like, a good way to start.
Yeah.
It's good advice. I know the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been really supportive of your work. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge? You mentioned your family members, but any teachers or people?
Well, just, I guess, music educators all around the place. They've really, like, supported us endlessly, trying to get us to, like, do different things, whether that's our private teachers or even our school music directors. So I think just shout out to them.
One question, and I've asked this of others too, but I think it's an important one. This isn't the case at North Allegheny, but there are some schools that have school boards that might feel we're putting too much money in the arts, or maybe even agencies that say this is frivolous, we don't need to support arts or music in schools. Is there an argument you would make to persuade them otherwise?
I think I always thought this, but the academics that we learn in school are like definitely necessary to get our world moving, but arts is like what makes us human, and it's like really just how we convey our emotions. And it's just like, if we don't have arts, what do we have? Like, I think it's just, it's as important to learn how to put yourself into a work, like an art, as much as it is to know how to do math, is what I think.
And what about you, Shuma?
I agree. I think it would surprise people, like, the amount of, like, students and people who would want to, like, have, like, the arts in, like, their public schools. And I feel like that should be caught to attention because, like, recently, like, from the beginning of the school year, we took a survey about our school, and there was a question about, like, if we should expand, like, the arts, and, like, I think that would catch the people's attention a lot more.
Thank you for sharing those insights. You two are both going to play some additional duos. Is there anything else you would like to say that I either didn't give you a chance to, or on reflection you wanted to add?
I think you got all of them.
Great. Well, I'm so happy to have you here. And we're ready to go whenever you are. Shuma Hoppo and Karen Hoppo, both from North Allegheny, 15 and 17, respectively, through the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Thank you.
Hoppo siblings, you sounded great. Thank you very much. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society by going to pittsburghconcertsociety.org. I see Joan Selkowitz out there somewhere. Thank you for being here. She's representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society this morning.